Blog Talk Radio.
You boys ever met a real country girl? She's talking true blue. Out in the woods, down home.
Party all nighter from South Carolina. A bad mama jammer from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick, juicy Georgia peach with a thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born. Taught her how to rip up the town. Honey drippin' honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flippin' kinda trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess, crazy mother trucker, undercover lover, thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From her cowboy boots to her down home room, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to say country, nothing but country.
Show them how country girl does it one time now.
Excited to welcome today's guest. I've been looking forward to this show for a while. Jade Harlow joins us to chat about her career, including the hit web series The Bay and anything else that she's working on that she can talk about. Like I said, I've been looking forward to this interview for a while, so let's not waste any more time. And I have my co-host, Emily, with me. Hey, Em, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Just stressed because school and vacation, but other than that, I'm great.
What do you say we bring our special guest?
I say that's a great idea.
Alrighty. Please welcome the lovely and talented Miss Jade Harlow to the show. Hey, Jade, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for doing this today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
How have you been?
It's been good. It's been real hot out here in L.A.
Awesome. And as I was telling you off air, I've been out there to L.A. this past September, and I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, a lot of people come out here to California or Southern California, and they get mm-hmm. bitten by the bug.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that leads me to actually my first question. At what age were you bitten by this acting bug?
Oh, very, very early on. Like, some of my earliest memories, I would say I started in community theater in Las Vegas, where I'm from, at, like, 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
And progressed, but I did community theater and then ended up going to a performing arts academy for a high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I left freshman year to come out to L.A. because I booked Passion.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Awesome. Like you said, you booked a Passion. Was your was your first soap? A shooting a soap as opposed to shooting a another TV show. How is the pace of that different?
I've done regular sitcoms with a live audience, and that's different because they do one episode a week, and you'll start your rehearsals or your table reads on, like, a Monday, and then, like, you'll perform live in front of the audience. You'll do 2 takes, and, you know, it'll go to air, you know, the following Monday or the following week. That's how it is on, like, you know, how when I did Third Rock, that's how it was, the shows, the sitcoms with live audiences. And then, like, films, the pace of a film, it really differs. But you get, you know, a handful of pages a day. And you do anywhere from, I don't know, 5, 10 takes, whatever, you know, till the director says he's got what he needs. And then on a soap, it's totally different. On Passions, we were shooting an episode a day. And then when I was doing Days, we were shooting, like, 2 or 2.5 episodes a day, or it would be broke up and you'd do, you know, half episode one day and an episode and a half the next. And so you're doing, you know, 15 to 30 pages with, like, 1 or 2 takes on a soap.
Wow. No.
Do you guys, Cody, sorry.
No, go ahead, Emily.
I was going to say, do you guys shoot the bay like a traditional soap, or how does that work?
The bay, it's kind of a weird cross between independent film and a soap. We shoot fewer pages a day. We shoot like a whole chapter at a time, and to shoot an entire chapter, which is 4 installments, 4 weeks worth of episodes, it takes us like 4 days. So we'll get a script that's, you know, 50 to 60 pages long, and we'll shoot that over the course of 3 or 4 days. You know, not all of us shoot those 3 or 4 days together, but we'll shoot, like, you know, 3 days out of the 4 or 2 days out of 4. And, you know, typically you get, you know, it's really whatever Gregory says we need. Sometimes it's 1 take, sometimes it's 5 takes. More, it depends on the circumstances, but I don't think on the bay I've ever gone past like 4 or 5 takes.
Awesome.
Cool. I was just wondering about that. Okay.
Yeah, we shoot it cross between a soap and an independent film. It's more shot like an independent film, truthfully.
No, I did have some kind of a fun, quirky question, which let the listeners get to know you better as a person if you're up for it.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. So what's currently on your DVR and your iPod? Because I know you said, I know that you're a big
my,
music person. So. And we just lost Jade.
Uh-oh, Jade's call dropped. Well, that's like BS till she comes back. Okay,
yeah,
that's awkward.
Yeah, and we just lost Jade.
Hey, guys.
Some strange
so
reason.
We lost Jade,
hey,
but
I
that's
think we
okay.
have, and Jade's back. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Jade.
Hello.
Sorry, I lost you. Down here at the beach and the service is spotty. My apologies.
That's perfectly fine. It happens.
What's
you know.
The question? What's in my DVR queue?
Yeah, in your iPod right now.
Oh, in my iPod?
Yeah.
So in my iPod, I've been listening to, I listen to a lot of weird stuff. I listen to every genre. There's no music that I don't like. As far as my iPod, it's all over the place. What I can do to trim the fat on this question, is the station that is set to Pandora right now is Lord Radio. There's a lot of Lana Del Rey on there, and weird stuff. Like I'm looking at my Shazam tags right now to see like what caught my eye recently. Let's see. And then, oh, here we go. I have this. there's a band called Ghost Loss I like, Neon Indian. I listen to the sound. There's this kind of a cutesy band called The Blow that's kind of cool. I listen to a lot of weird stuff. Nothing too, like, radio mainstream.
Awesome. And as you know, I'm a big music fan myself, so I understand you. I understand that part of it, you know. And what's on? What kind of TV shows are you watching right now?
I'm a big fan of Game of Thrones. I watch that. I dig Nashville.
Me too.
Yeah, I dig.
Oh,
Nashville.
Me too. Absolutely.
I heard they're actually moving that show from Nashville to Austin, Texas.
Yeah, I
wow.
heard that rumor too, but I don't know if they've confirmed it yet, which I don't think it'll be the same if it's not in Nashville because you get that Nashville feeling. So
yeah,
I hope I can do it.
I'm wondering how that's going to be done. I know that, you know, they were getting a lot of great cutbacks for shooting in Nashville, and then I think Nashville kind of realized, oh, wow, the show's called Nashville. Are you going to shoot it? Not in Nashville, and now their incentives to shoot there aren't so great. So
I heard that like you know because Scarlett said she wants to move or whatever that like maybe she moved there and they follow her, which is dumb because like they don't need to center it around her. But that's a possibility. But I don't know. I've heard that too, though.
Yeah, so I watch a little bit of everything. I really like. Sci-fi, horror, weird stuff. So, you know, Game of Thrones is up there, and, you know.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think everybody's, like, in love with that show right now. Like, I don't know anyone that doesn't watch Game of Thrones right now. Like, my parents watch it, I watch it, you know. And they even mention it on other TV shows. It's everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was obsessed.
Okay. If you weren't an actor, what would you be doing right now?
Well, you know, I've realized that I don't want to learn how to do things outside of this particular business. I love this business. I love the business of storytelling. And, you know, the more I learn about the different aspects involved, the more interested in those I become writing, producing, if I wasn't an actor at this particular moment, I would probably, I keep getting pushed into writing, which is nothing I, this is so funny, it's nothing I want to do, but it keeps coming up consistently, and in between acting gigs, it's provided, you know, a decent living, and so, you know, and I'm learning, I'm getting into producing, I'm producing my first feature right now, which is daunting.
I'm a writer myself. I'm actually in the process of writing my first book. So.
Oh, very cool. What's the topic?
It's actually my travels around a country trying to see all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums by the time I'm 30 myself.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. So, and I'm writing about the...
Don't mind me asking, how close to 30 are you?
I'm 27 right now.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
So, yeah.
You've got time, Cody.
I've got plenty of time. And I've seen, as of now, well, when I get through with these trips this year, I will have seen 19 out of the 30. So.
Damn. That's
yeah.
Right.
Okay. And I'm hoping to have that book finished within the next 3 or 4 years. I'm hoping. If all goes well, fingers crossed.
Well, my fingers are crossed for you.
I want to sign a copy when you publish it.
Absolutely, Em. Absolutely. You know, and before we move on, I just wanted to say that me and you have been talking on Twitter for a while, and I have the absolute utmost respect for you. You know that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's so kind of you to say. It's feelings mutual.
You know, I just wanted to just get that out of the way. Okay. So, and if I don't ask this next question, my best friend will probably kill me.
Okay, well, we better ask it.
So, if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
When I was younger and doing Passions, when I was on Passions, I was like 17 to almost 21, and I didn't handle myself how I should have. I, you know, was a kid and, you know, not taking things terribly seriously, and if I could go back and change anything, I would do a lot less experimentation socially as a teenager / young adult and you know, realized what I had when I had it and applied myself more, you know, to class and to studying the craft of acting and not getting sidetracked with, oh, it's Friday night. Oh, who's having a party?
Yeah.
You know?
I get that.
Yeah. So I would kind of cut out the nonsense. Although, you know what, I would not be who I am today or have experienced the things I've experienced and know myself to the depth that I do had it not been for all of the many mistakes that I've made. So on one hand, I really wouldn't change anything, but if I had to pick something to answer the question, I would have applied my time in a more productive way.
Right. I understand that. And I think most teenagers and young adults are like that. They don't realize what they've got in front of them. They're all about the next party or whatever, you know. So.
I'm not. let you know, I'm like an old person, so I don't count because I'm like a cat lady already, and I'm 16,
this
so
is true.
I don't count.
Well, this is
true. I was a lot like that, too. I was very studious when I was in a structured school environment and made straight A's and didn't do anything, had no social life. And then at 17, I was graduated and emancipated and had my own apartment. And that's when I had the freedom of adulthood was when I decided to go stupid.
I believe this is the last question I've got for you. And if you're up for taking a caller or two, after
sure.
We've got, I've got a caller on the line if you're up for it.
For sure.
Okay. This last question I've got for you. Away from the glitz and glamour of Hollywood, what's the real Jade Harlow like?
I'm a big tomboy, which not a lot of people know, except for my girlfriend. No. I'm a big tomboy. I am both insecure and at the same time confident, which is strange. I'm generally insecure, but also have this feeling like I know best. I'm a walking dichotomy of that lovely mixture, and the glitz and glamour ain't really my thing at all. Like, you know, I'm more of a workhorse than a show pony. You know, the red carpet situation and having to find a dress and spend 2 hours getting ready. I don't like any of it. Yeah, no, I like showing up to set and doing the work
and working.
And,
absolutely.
Yeah, and I like that, but the show pony stuff ain't really my thing. So, I'm not my best.
I did want to dive into a little bit of the Bay real quick. I know a new episode came out today, which I have yet to see. I'll check it out tomorrow.
I am not in today's episode.
So I'll check it out tomorrow. But you know, back in October, I spoke with a Lily Melgar back in October. And,
that's my girl.
Lily's an absolute sweetheart, isn't she?
Yeah, yes. That's my best friend on this whole planet is Miss Lily Melgar.
Anyway.
We love her. She called our show one time just randomly because she was listening and she wanted to join our conversation about General Hospital, so she just called us up.
Yeah, she's surprisingly on air.
Oh, how funny.
what I was wanting to get at was that's what got me hooked onto the show. I mean, the show is pretty incredible.
Oh, thank you.
And you've got
so much.
Some of the biggest daytime royalty ever on the show. You've got Ron Miles, Martha Madison, of course, Lily. The show is just a chock full of daytime stars, and I'm loving it. Of course, I'm a big... I've been a daytime fan since probably 2003 is when I started watching General Hospital. So I've been a big daytime fan ever since then, and I'm just loving the show. So...
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's a labor of love for all of us. Most of us have been involved in it since 2009. Ron Moss is new to the cast as of this last chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And but the people who've been there since Jump Street are, you know, myself and Mary Beth and Matt Ashford, who I adore. I get to work with Matt. In the last episode that aired, you got to see a little bit of scene work I did with Matt. I have... the most fun with Matthew Ashford. I can't tell you what a goofball and how charming he's awesome.
And another thing I have to say about daytime stars, yourself included, they are some of the sweetest, the most down-to-earth people I've probably ever came in contact with.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you so much. How kind of you to say.
You know, I've been doing this show since 2012, and I've gotten to speak with several daytime stars myself. And like I said, they're some of the kindest, most gracious people ever.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we really value our fans, you know, being on a web series.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't exist without the fans. You know, everything we do is for the fans. And we hope that, you know, if they can't catch us on a certain daytime or primetime show or film or whatever, they can catch us there. And, you know, we hope to keep them entertained.
You know, and I'm just putting this out there. Anything I can do to help support you in any way possible, I'll do it.
Oh, you're so sweet. I appreciate that. The support of the fans of Days has been incredible. I did not expect the kind of reaction coming on to Days. I knew what Lumi was, Lucas and Sammy, like the epic romance that is that. And I didn't expect to be so well received and to get this kind of flood of support for Lush. And, you know, I had a blast playing Cheryl. And, you know, I hope it's not over for Cheryl at this particular point. I don't have any indication that it will continue on. But I appreciate all of the support from all of the fans on Twitter that have, you know, tried to help the cause that is Data Harlow. So,
you know,
I thank you.
And you've got a fan for life right here.
Thank you so much.
I'm a fan of you, both personally and professionally. There's nothing more.
Thank you so much.
There's nothing I like seeing more than a good people succeed. So
that means everything to me. Thank you.
And with that, I think I'm going to bring on our first caller, if you're up for it. All right, hold on. I believe I know this person.
Hi, it's Celia. Hi, Jay.
Hey, Celia, what's up,
hi,
girl?
Hi, Celia. Hi, Emily. Hi, Cody. I just call to say that I love you. I have loved you since Passions. You're, like, one of my favorite Jessicas.
Jessica.
It's been forever. Jessica and Bree. They're so cute. You guys were so cute together. You and Michael, I think his name was.
Bruce Michael Hall.
Yeah, Bruce Michael Hall. I got it. That's like... Yes, so I love you from Passions on, and I was happy to see you on Days, and I did. I loved Lucas with Cheryl. I really did, and I was, you know, sad to see you go, and I was like, okay, what are they going to do with Lucas now? Oh, you know, I was like, well... Allison, we all know Allison's leaving the show, so it's like that's been such a great pairing, you know, to keep. But you know, in daytime, I always say never because
right.
You know, she might come back, you know. So,
well, that is my, you know, I'm just gonna throw it out there. I do hope to come back. I feel like there was some unfinished business left. And I really enjoyed my teammates on Days. Like, it was amazing. Everybody works really hard, and they're all very sweet and supportive of one another. And to be reunited with some familiar faces like Eric Martsoff and Galen Gehring from Passions, like, oh my God!
How can I say that? I was just going to say that because I know that Eric and Galen were on Passions with you, so yay! I was like, oh,
yeah,
it was like a little Passions reunion.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. I didn't do a whole lot on Passions. You know, when I played Jessica, it was, you know, when we were at the height of all the horror movie spinoffs and my house being sunk into hell. And so Jessica Bennett at that point didn't have a whole lot to do. And she certainly didn't interact whatsoever with Galen's character, Eric's character, even though Eric played my brother.
I know, I'm sorry. And that's the one thing I was going to say was, like, Jessica was kind of in the backstory, you know?
Yeah.
And then she got involved with her sister Kay's plan to steal Miguel from Charity, and I was like, no, girlfriend, nope.
Yeah.
I was a Miguel Charity fan for life. I love those two. So I was like, no, back off.
Well, we used to lovingly refer to ourselves as the Scooby-Doo crew back in the day. Of which I was Selma, so, you know, other than foiling somebody's plans, like, there really wasn't a whole lot I was doing. But it was cool to see Galen and Eric on, you know, the set of Days. You know, it's kind of like being favorite cousins and having, you know, love there already. So, you know, that was cool.
All right, so, yeah.
So funny, the Scooby-Doo gang. But yes, I just want to say I love you, and I have for a while, and yeah, sometimes I have to go on YouTube and watch Passions, and it's like, oh, I miss the show. I miss it, you know. And later on, it kind of got crazy, but I'm like, well,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, well, we all like our pleasure entertainment.
It kind of got a little crazy.
Coming to you.
You're welcome. Bye,
thanks,
guys.
I'll
talk
to you later.
Bye-bye. Right, you guys, too.
Before we let you go, Jade, I do have a bit of a surprise for you.
Uh-oh. Okay.
It's good, trust me. As a bit of a thank you for coming on the show today, I wanted to I'll play you a little something.
All right.
Hold on.
Ooh. I hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you want to go. If you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than anything, my wish.
You can hold.
And with that, I wanted to just...
Wow, thank you
just,
so much. What an incredible song. That speaks through music as well, and that was incredible. Thank you for that.
And with that, I just wanted to thank you again for taking the time to come on and do this today. And you've got a open invitation to the show anytime you wanna come back on. I'd love to have you on again anytime. Okay.
Thank you, Cody. Love, I appreciate that. And Emily, honey, it was so nice to meet you, kinda. And,
yeah, you
and thanks to y'all for having me. It was good to chat with you, and maybe we'll talk again real soon.
All right, I'll be
yeah.
be talking to you on Twitter, okay?
All right, sounds good. Take care.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Did you enjoy that, Em?
Yep. You know, I wasn't sure because I know that you were so excited, so I wasn't sure if it would live up to the hype, but it was lots of fun, and it did live up to the hype, and she was awesome. Okay, so I know we only have a few more minutes, so let me just do announcements really quick, and then we'll end the show. Tomorrow night we have a show, a regular recap show. It's an hour earlier, so everybody please note the time change because we don't want you all to be ready for the show at 6 when we're on at 5, and we'll be over at 5:30. Next week, Cody's traveling, so on next Wednesday, the 21st, I have guest co-host Andy Hayden. We're going to discuss the Dancing with the Stars finale. And then next Friday night, I have Kathy at So Much Whatever on Twitter, and she's going to be doing the recap show with us while Cody's out of town. And we may add a guest in there if I can get one, but it'll probably just be those two. So everybody join us. And I think that's all we have scheduled so far, but I'm not sure, so
yeah.
If I forgot anything, let me know.
And the week after I get back from vacation, we're hoping to have a couple more radio host friends of mine on.
Awesome. Okay. So I didn't forget the announcement. So, awesome. Well, we have lots of fun, even though we're not going to have Cody next week, which is sad. But we're going to have lots of fun with Andy, who everyone's going to love because Andy's British and he's super fun. And he's a dear friend of ours. And so,
I love Andy.
You guys already know Kathy. Yeah. You guys already know Kathy because she's on the show before. So,
she's on the show
everyone call us and hang out with us. And I'll be taking the reins. If I accidentally hang up on any callers, I'm apologizing already ahead of time because that could probably happen because you know how I am. So, we're excited to see you guys next week. We're going to have lots of fun. Come join us, even though we won't have Cody.
At least y'all are, anyway. You know, and you never know.
Yes.
I might be listening. You never know.
Yeah, exactly. So we have to be on our best behavior.
Yeah.
And I think that's all the announcements we have, but I'm not sure.
I think so, to be honest with you.
Let me look really fast. Hang on.
All right.
Hang on, guys. Let me look at my calendar. Okay, that's all we have so far, I think. Oh, if anyone wants to talk with me about it, you guys can live tweet General Hospital with us every single day at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Also, Wednesday night is the SVU finale, and if anyone wants to live tweet that with me, I will be live tweeting that on Twitter with the cast of the show. So if anyone wants to tweet, you can tweet the cast, or you can tweet with me in the cast, because it's amazing and fun. And also, I wanted to let everyone know this, I know it's kind of irrelevant, but the week of June 1st, or sometime that week, I'm traveling too, but I'll still be doing shows as much as I possibly can. I'll be out of town for 2 months, but I'm still going to do as many shows as I can possibly squeeze in with Cody because I don't want to ever cancel a show unless it's absolutely necessary. So everybody just be aware of that I might have to cancel sometimes, but I'll be here for the most part, so for anyone who cares.
Right.
And I think that's all we have for now.
I think so for now. So I'll let you go, I think, and I'll be talking to you on Twitter, okay?
Cool. Bye, everyone.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our little interview with Jade Harlow. Jade is such an absolute sweetheart. I love that woman to death. Anyway, I heard the announcements that M made. I'll be traveling next week, but I will be checking in, so y'all be on your best behavior, okay? No, I'm kidding. Anyway, I think that's it. So I'm going to end the episode right now. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.